Today, we're talking about tech, how fast it's moving and changing the way we live. But tech doesn't just grow and spread itself. There are people building these innovations, pushing the frontiers of knowledge and invention. The best place to see that in action might be the campus of Singularity University down in Silicon Valley. It's kind of like a summer camp, but for Nobel Prize winners and thought leaders of all kinds. At the camp, they put their heads together to work on special projects that really have nothing to do with making money. Reporter Colin Anderson takes us there.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Singularity University.
And liftoff of discovery, blazing a trail to science.
Taught subjects include
nanotechnology, computer science,
deployment areas like energy and space,
AI, robotics,
biotech, medicine,
policy, law and ethics, giant robots,
future studies and forecasting and finance and entrepreneurship,
networking, computing systems, space, physical sciences, you know, the easy stuff.
The base seems like an odd mix of conference centers, labs, and pristine military housing, with kids' toys littering some of the lawns. Every second vehicle that's passing me is a sports car, testimony to the odd pairing of jet pilots and entrepreneurs who today share this part of the compound.
So, hi, Susan Fonseca Klein. I'm one of the founding members, considered a founding architect of Singularity University. And it's a pleasure having you here at Ames.
And you're going to show us around a bit?
Absolutely. So right now we're going to walk, because we're into healthy lifestyle, around the NASA Ames campus. What you see in front of you is actually Hangar 1, where a lot of the original blimps and zeppelins were housed in. It's a beautiful building.
On the tour, it becomes clear that the SU students and faculty are brought together by a common philosophy. Moore's Law is a concept that speaks to the speed at which computer hardware is improving. This rate has been found to actually double every 2 years, meaning computers are getting smaller, faster, cheaper, smarter at this exponential rate. And in turn, what those computers can do is also effectively doubling in scope.
Any domain that gets information enabled goes into this exponential growth.
Salim Ishmael is Executive Director of Singularity University.
So for example, the nanotech, biotech, AI and robotics, medicine, now that we've sequenced the human genome, is essentially an information science and is doubling in its price performance every 14 months to 3 years. It cost, over $1 billion to sequence the first human genome. The next one cost a couple of hundred million. The next one cost a few tens of millions. Now we're down to different claims, but we're soon going to see $1,000 sequencing of the full human genome. That unleashes profound capabilities.
And it's these capabilities that Singularity University is here to explore. In particular,
what are the trigger points? What is the state of the art? What are the inflection points when hit will result in massive changes?
It's these massive changes that give Singularity University its name. Somewhat like Moore's Law, a singularity indicates an area of sharply accelerating technology, and Singularity University is trying to facilitate that innovation in a unique way. SU graduate Shauna Pandya explains.
The best innovations don't come within a single field, they come at the cross bridges between disciplines. And that's exactly what Singularity University is all about. It's about bringing, you know, someone in nanotech, someone in medicine together, and seeing how they can combine their respective expertise to bring forth a new innovation in pharmaceuticals.
SU students are expected to combine academic qualifications in science and technology with proven entrepreneurial flair. The founders believe such individuals are best placed to identify singularities and quickly propagate them to address humanity's grand challenges. So, for example, Shauna Pandya, her background.
A little field called rocket surgery. So I've done degrees in neuroscience as well as space studies at the International Space University, and I'm currently a medical student on leave of absence.
Pandya was one of 40 students selected from over 1,000 high achiever applicants to take part in last summer's 10-week graduate program.
You get to visit really cool places like, you know, Willow Garage, where they're actually building, you know, giant robots, and they're open sourcing it. You got to interact with the designers and the inventors and actually have, like, you know, peer-to-peer level discussions rather than lectures, and, you know, brainstorm with them as to where they want their invention or innovation to go.
The collective body of students probably has the best view in the world, collectively, where these fast-moving technologies are going.
Again, Salim Ishmael, Executive Director of SU.
And here we ask them to design a product or service that will positively impact 1 billion people within 10 years. And they subdivided and self-selected into about four teams and came up with four projects. So one of them looked at 3D printing.
3D printers are a very SU innovation. Imagine your inkjet printer at home could use cartridges filled with plaster and resin and layer these on top of each other to build up physical objects.
3D printers are a rapidly exponentially growing technology. It used to cost $100,000 for a 3D printer. Now it costs $800 for a kit, and that printer will print the parts to make 70% of the next printer. A mind-boggling thought. Now, they were looking at, hey, could you use the microfinance model to distribute 3D printers in the developing world so you could 3D print little widgets and toothbrushes and tools and things like that? And the solution that they settled on was picture a huge crane, U-shaped crane with a nozzle down the middle, and they will actually go around and print a house. And so they've come up with a device that will actually 3D print a house. A two-bedroom house in the developing world will cost about $20,000 to build in about 6 months. And they've worked out they can do it in a day and a half for about $4,000 or $5,000.
This aim of positively affecting the lives of 1 billion people in 10 years is typical of the Beyond Blue Sky thinking encouraged at SU.
3D printing, well, stem cell researchers are using 3D printers to actually print human organs. And when I was talking to Daniel Kraft, who's our track chair for this, I said, surely that's very theoretical. And he said, no, there's several labs around the world that are quite close to working prototypes. Now, that had that one development of being able to, at home, print a body part, right, has profound ethical implications. It'll completely change medicine. And we are not in a mode in the world today where we discuss those kinds of questions.
And you've got
here, uniquely, we discuss those kinds of questions.
Singularity University offers a 10-week-long summer graduate program and several much shorter ones each year to help business and political leaders understand how the world might change over the coming decade. For those non-world leaders amongst us who've yet to receive our Nobel Prizes, they also put a lot of their presentations online. In Silicon Valley, contemplating underachievement, immortality, and a Bay Area warehouse full of giant robots, I'm Colin Anderson.
Across currents.